ridiculous. But yeah, go on then.
Right, okay, let's get going. We'll come in off the back of the theme tune, as ever. There you go. Welcome to the Just a Noise podcast. Should we go straight into some news? Right, have you heard anything from Yuri Geller lately?
How many spoons has he bended now?
Well, an awful lot, it would seem. The latest...
what's he done? Go on then, what's he done?
The latest
now?
From Yuri, he has ordered, commissioned, a spoon gorilla.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So the British Ironworks Centre, who must specialise in this sort of thing, have been sort of commissioned by Yuri to build a sort of sculpture for his garden. Made completely out of spoons.
For his garden?
For his garden, I believe, yeah.
So he's commissioned it for his garden?
He has, yeah.
How fucking pompous. Yeah.
But yeah, a gorilla made out of spoons. An interesting choice.
I thought a giraffe would have been more appropriate.
Well, yeah, you don't want a giraffe's neck to be sort of drooped over if it's made of spoons. And it's
yeah, but that would be the better option, though, with bending spoons, wouldn't it? A giraffe rather than a fucking gorilla.
You'd be able to do more of a show like that, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Elephant? No.
But
horse? Possibly.
There's a couple of great quotes from him here, actually. He says, my garden already has many interesting features, and you cannot saturate the place with sculptures made from spoons. So he realizes he can't just keep bringing spoon artifacts in. Cause
but that's him, though.
It's kind of, yeah, that is his sort of fingerprint, media fingerprint, if you like, isn't it? Is Spoon Man.
I like that media fingerprint.
Yeah.
I really like that sort of term. Yeah.
I'll write that down.
What, media fingerprint?
We'll see if we can get a patent or something going on there. As he might do with the Cadillac that he does already own, which is a Cadillac covered in spoons.
Made out of spoons.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're sort of nowhere near each other. And I can't believe we both said that at the same time.
Of course.
It's just anything. Yuri Geller, you just know him either Michael Jackson's mate.
Yeah.
The one twatted up in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And Spoon Man. That's it.
I think spoons has been the one consistent thing throughout his career.
Can you not do forks? Knives.
You'd think forks would work the same way as spoons.
What about butter knives?
Butter knives. Yeah, I mean, that I'd like to see.
Yeah, or I'd get a really fucking really hardcore, like stainless steel, like thick as silver on top.
Go on, bend that, you bastard.
And yeah.
I know what you are wondering, though. Why is it a gorilla he's getting fashioned out of spoons, yeah? I can tell you. Apparently, he chose a gorilla because he already owns 5 paintings by a chimpanzee.
What, they just lob shit at...
I can only imagine it is, feces being thrown at a canvas.
Yeah, that's a canvas. Feces. Amber.
They're just mixing in slightly different colours into those.
Shit at sheets.
I think they've got a new title for their exhibition, haven't they?
That sounds like a Damien Hirst sort of work, doesn't it? Feces at a canvas. Like, what about like half a gorilla in Flamidamide or whatever?
Flamidamide.
No, sorry. No,
didn't they used to play for Fulham?
Croatia, I think. What's it called? Flamidamide. Oh, that's so awful. It's the workman that's done this.
Fluoride perhaps. Something like that.
What's it called?
That you... Formaldehyde perhaps.
Formaldehyde, well done. Flamidamide. Yeah, sorry. Massive apologies to anyone that found that offensive, actually. That was literally me making a massive mistake.
Oh, if you have got complaints, actually, you can send them to PO Box 346.
Yeah, also did for my mama. 28. Yeah, that's not... Hands wide. Garden City, heart. Ale 68TZ. Sorry for the person that lives at Hansard Lane, actually, in Welling Garden.
That's not a real address.
No, it's not.
It's not our complaints department, more to the point.
Yeah. Actually, just send them to
Radio One.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, used to be able to just write Radio One on the envelope.
I know, which I used to do, like, of all people, like, doing the Jimmy Savile thing or, like, going live. Actually, sorry. Going over, and he used to go, oh, can you send in like shit, whatever the sort of the quiz was or whatever at the time. It was like, yeah, that's what we had to do. It's like, just send it in, go BBC going live at London W1, and it would get there. It's a bit like Father Christmas letters, isn't it? You just go, Father Christmas.
Yeah, you'd think he'd have a picture of books.
Oh, that's all.
Jeez.
I think that'd be brilliant. But now Royal Mail's been fucking privatised again.
Yeah, it has indeed, yeah. Yeah, apparently the stocks have gone flying up today, so I should have invested in a few of them.
Nah, they'll be going back down soon enough.
Yeah. Sell them with their heights. That's the way.
I know that's my big things, don't you, about the privatisation of everything, really, like gas. Yeah. Should have all just been one.
Under sort of communist control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that
we should have a sort of totalitarian state where everything is run by a centralised group.
Yeah, which I actually like, because then, you know, you don't have to fucking phone up 15 billion numbers.
Well, it'd get rid of Go Compare, wouldn't it? Would you like gas? Yes, please. This is the gas company. Surely that's the way forward.
And the rail companies, then you don't have to, like, if you've got a complaint, if you just cross between that border between, like, Cheltenham and sort of Gloucester, you're sort of like, oh, God, I had a complaint in there and also over there, so I'll need to complain to two fucking companies now. But, oh, that's, yeah, I shouldn't be really talking, like, politics, to be honest. So,
well, why not?
You know my qualms about that. I don't know what the sort of pros are on it, apart from when people keep saying, when it comes to gas companies, about the fare, so everyone can sort of price each other out of the consumer aspect of it, and have massive sort of like, I'm going to offer you sort of like 2.8 units on gas at 19p8.
Yeah.
But I'll also offer you, but that's confusing. This is why the Tories are now backtracking on this, aren't they? Massively.
I mean, the sort of units are difficult. It's a bit like when they say sort of units of beer, why don't they just say, you know, 2 pints rather than like 3.5, whatever it is.
See? Ah, now you're thinking like massive.
So yeah, rather than 1.5 units of gas, why don't you say one hot bath or a cheese toastie.
Yeah. But now you have to really be so savvy, don't you?
Savvy, yeah.
But it's true, though. Do you not agree? I know you might not be a Labour supporter or whatever. I don't want to make this a political broadcast or anything.
No, indeed. I don't think it matters either way. It's just about transparency, isn't it?
You need to read my massive, it was massive actually, thesis, A-level thesis on privatisation.
I wasn't sure if we were going back to the chimpanzee there.
Yeah, I just lobbed it at David Cameron.
Well, that's the way it usually works there, I think.
But I just can't stand it. Now they are backtracking again, aren't they? Saying like, okay, we're making everything so everyone's on the best tariff. It's like, well, if fucking you guys didn't actually do all this, then everyone would have been on the same tariff.
Well, yeah. And what if I want to be on a special tariff?
But they still would have had that, but it would have been the same company, though, wouldn't it? It would have been one company.
It would.
British Gas or British Electric.
I suppose the idea is competition should drive down prices, shouldn't it? But no.
It's completely fucked up.
It would appear they kind of agree between themselves to sell at an inflated price in general.
But on the flip side, I will have to go on the flip side of this, just to be fair. Then, as a Tory perspective, you might think, well, fucking Labour absolutely fucked it up over the last like 5 years before they got in power and just made it like they didn't even curb anything. So
there you go.
That's the flip side. That's the only flip side.
But always willing to see every point of view.
They weren't the ones that privatised everything. Hospitals, anything. Gone. Schools now getting privatised.
Yeah, they're all technical colleges now, aren't they? Every school.
Exactly. There. Yep.
Ridiculous.
I think we better get off.
Yeah,
this
bring back the cane.
Yeah. I thought you said bring back McCain's. Well, I thought, well, the chips are still going
they
all right.
Indeed, yeah.
They're doing like roast potatoes now, McCain's. A bit like Aunt Bessie's.
Microwave taties.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree
they're doing
with
that. Oh, speaking of microwave chips, yeah, those McCain microwave chips. My dad actually, I haven't had one since like 1999 or something like that. And my dad actually. My mum goes, oh, would you like some microwave chips? And I thought, oh, okay. Are these like Aunt Bessie's then? She goes, no, they're bloody McCain's. I was like, oh, what, the old ones? And do you know what? You only get about like eight.
Yeah, and the two or three in the middle are sort of soggy. And the ones on the outside are sort of hard and stuck to the outer packaging. But they just taste great.
But what a waste of money, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they were a big thing for a few years, weren't they?
They were, just for the lazy
microwave revolution.
Bastards. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, I've been told to curb my language.
Oh, right. Who told you to do that?
My mum. Do you know, because my uncle, like, all my uncles loved it, and my aunties loved it. But it was so funny, because last week, my mum and dad went down to Brighton for Uncle Dave's 60th, which it was too far for me to go at the time because Thomas, like, 3 hours there, sorry, 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back, and my garden was being done, like, for the Monday, stuff like that. So I stayed here, and the first thing that Uncle Dave said to my mum was, his language is bad, isn't it? But sort of not in that language. And I just thought, oh, fuck it, I'm fucking 32.
There you go. I think you've used up your quota for the week now.
That's him, actually, me swearing, but I just thought, sod ya. So I'll say what I want to. This is the whole point, isn't it? If you don't like it, don't listen
to it.
There's
no censorship on the internet.
No.
I don't know if that's true. We might have to bleep that out if that's not true.
What, Fs?
I think Fs are fine. Fs are fine.
I haven't said C's. We haven't said a lot
of C's. No, I think the C quota is less than one per episode, so that's a good ratio, I think.
Yeah, which is, I don't really like using that word, but sometimes
it can be appropriate.
And I just thought, hang on a minute, you listen to the thick of it, for F's sake. Are you having a go at me using the odd F?
People running our country are swearing two to the dozen, aren't they?
Or ten. It's like he listens to Malcolm Tucker doing his nut, and you know how bad his language is, don't you?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yes. Anyway, Bond, sorry, gone on a little bit there.
Well, so, anyway, that was Yuri Geller anyway, so... we have got another story. Well, we'll move on to this one because this is another story about pricing. The price of chocolate is set to triple, probably just in time for Christmas. By the
triple, I'm sure that was that's actually
it is,
a chocolate
box. Yeah, Cadbury's triple. Was it? Yeah, apparently the price of cocoa butter is soaring. 70% increase there. 50% increase on milk powder. I didn't know they had milk powder. And 15% yeah. rise in whey powder. W-H-E-Y.
Yeah, I've heard about the whey powder, actually. They do use that. But I don't know the rest of that, though. Wow, so how much have you worked that out?
Well, in real terms, you're talking about...
Now it's to what it might be.
You're talking about on a bar of Cadbury's Dairy Milk, that's a 7.5% increase on the bar.
How much is a bar? 42?
Should we say 42? Yeah, so 7.5% increase would be about 50p in it.
Wow, that's actually quite massive.
Well, I haven't actually done the maths on that at all, but... It's near enough there. Well, there's twice that much, 14.3% on a box of Quality Street. And that's significant because they're worth a few quid, didn't they? I don't know. Only buy
Christmas. Yeah, what about, though, if you just lob out all the shit ones, though, and just say, I just
That's
don't
what they should do. We'll just, yeah, stop producing yeah. the shit ones. And, yeah, you know, the sort of
the hard toffee.
Yeah, the round toffee ones. Well, are you throwing those out?
Oh, they're lovely. The ones with the, what was it? Didn't they have like the drummers on there? Wasn't it a drummer picture? Are these the ones you were saying that were the nice ones, the round ones, which had like a gold
That's the stuff,
sort
yeah.
of packaging and sort of like a golden red.
Yeah, because you get a sort of round, you get the long drumsticky
yes.
as well.
And I'm sure they had a drummer on them. Sorry, I sounded like the paedophile off Family Guy there whistling. What's his name? I can't remember.
Mr. Something, wasn't it?
Herbert. That was it. Yes. I did sound. Oh, hello, Chris. I'm going to slap you in the penis. But yeah, I used to love them as well, actually, Bonds. But the rest of them, not crap. I hate coffee sweets.
Yeah. Don't you? Yeah, the only, I don't mind a coffee and walnut cake, but I don't think. Yeah. I don't like it in chocolate.
Yep. Completely agreed, actually. That's the first thing we've probably agreed on in a long time.
Yeah, so stop making those, and that should cover the price increase. Keep everything the same price.
Yeah, it's just like they should do like one of those sort of surveys, shouldn't they, or get tasting people going around, which they do, don't they, if they've got a new product yeah. in anything. Not to taste them. Yeah, just cut out all the crap.
What they should maybe do on Quality Street's website, you could order it.
Yeah, it's not quality,
no,
though.
No, exactly,
it?
But you could make it quality to your own choice by if they let you sort of use sliders to, you know, you might increase the ratio of toffee ones and decrease. You might say, I don't want any coffee, I want twice as many toffee ones, a little bit more of the strawberry and less of the minty one or whatever.
Oh,
and then you
yes.
could get
strawberry ones.
They
I
are
love.
Good,
yeah, oh, so you're a big yeah. fan. Lovely. Yeah, they are nice. The mint ones are not really. No, I don't like mint.
Then you get your customised tin sent to you with exactly the ones you want. No wastage.
How much would that cost them though to do wow. that? The price is surely going to go up, like customising a Quality Street tin.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't worked all of this out yet. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Oh, I don't. I like it. Sorry. Yeah, I love it. I love the idea. So, right, I'm going to have fucking all these toffee caramel drummers, and I want all the strawberry ones, and that'd be it.
Yeah, no triumphs.
Surely that'd be easy, because if you put your
That's
order
what I mean.
In,
you could machine then, that. You could do it automatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think it's yeah, doable. Like that, we'll get to qualitystreet.com, do you think?
Yeah. Should we just keep mentioning Quality Street? Because they might send us like free barrels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what we'll say Quality Streets are better than Roses. And
do you know where I live, actually, Bonner?
On Quality Street.
Quality Street, yeah. Not Equality Street. Have you listened to that video, actually? It was him and you might be able to put it on, actually, while we're sort of doing this. David Brent and Dr. not Doctor Who. What's his name?
Doctor
Who's the one that,
Who?
No, not Doctor Who. Who's
no
the
vocal
one that,
cords.
No, if you put Equality straight in, David Brent and Doctor.
Oh, this is his. Is this his song on his guitar?
Yeah.
What we'll do, we'll tidy that up. We'll edit that video. We'll edit the sound in.
So. I can't remember his name now. He was out of the bloody black back. But I was going to say Black to the Future.
What, Dr. Emmett Brown?
Oh, no, Dr. Brown. That's it. Well done. Dr. Brown. That's it. What's next? Any more news?
Yeah.
I want to... Oh, I've missed so much news.
Well, probably one of the biggest stories this week. Do you remember Coolio, the singer of Gangsta's Paradise, or rapper?
Yeah, he was on Celebrity Big Brother, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, so he was, yeah. I did see this, yeah. I don't think I've watched Big Brother since. That's not necessarily slight on Coolio.
The Coolio since, actually.
Yeah,
since
big fan of his, but apparently he has been over here. And he bumped into some students while he was sort of out on the town.
That must have been really weird.
Well, you'd think so. And they sort of drunkenly sort of invited him round to theirs and said, oh, come on, like, you know, come and hang out with us or whatever. He said, you know, he might do the next day. And as it happens, he did. So he's gone round there and apparently they went off to Tesco's.
Tesco's?
He apparently cooked them a three-course meal, a caprese salad, a chicken dish.
A caprese salad? Is that the...
It might be pronounced caprese. I'm not too sure.
Sorry. No, I wasn't being flippant or anything. I just didn't know what it was.
Fuck off. Oh, sorry, your mum.
Yeah. Oh no, fuck me, mum. Oh no, sorry, mum. Again. Oh bollocks, she ain't gonna listen to this.
Alright, we'll cut that out.
Mum, cheers.
So a chicken dish. They're not very descriptive about that. I would have liked to know more about which chicken dish you prepared for them. Possibly a little too descriptive on the pudding, which was a peach crumble, made from scratch apparently. Don't know how else you would make a peach crumble. No jokes about that.
A peach crumble. That sounds nice, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, I like the sound of that.
Peach crumble. Do you think you'd have that with custard, really, wouldn't you? Or ice cream?
Ooh, vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream with a peach, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Sorry. It's like a sex hotline now.
Welcome to Dessert Line. Just somewhere going rhubarb crumble hot custard.
Be some freaks out there that would like all that, but
bet, yeah. Pudding protect.
Oh, you're just making me.
This wasn't meant to be the food section, so Olivia Johnson Alley, who was on one of these students, and filmed, there's a good video actually, which I'll stick on the website, is chilling in their living room with them, and they do a rendition of Gangsta's Paradise. He does a few extra like hidden verses that weren't in the single. And
oh yeah, who is the fat bloke that you just go
that was LV.
LV, yeah, what's he up to?
Crack. Selling
crack. LV, isn't that sort of like an insurance firm?
It would not surprise me, like some of the ex-footballers of the 70s and 80s, if he was an insurance salesman now.
LV, I'm sure.
So gangsters, hustlers, rappers, I think they do tend to go into... either that or a state agency, retail, possibly not so much.
Insurance,
yeah. When I was down like a bear.
Licky boom boom down.
Snow there. A quote from the student, she said, it was funny going to Tesco's with Coolio. How often does that happen? It's just once, as far as she's concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
It's it was like, rhetorical.
What was she expecting from that answer?
I don't know. But, I have no idea. Question.
Hip to the hub. It's not even him.
Hibbly, hip hub, come into my shop.
Can you imagine? Do you want to come shopping with me in Tesco's? No,
thanks Hulk. See, that's what the impression was.
Oh, okay.
I'll come with you once.
Is that really bad? Oh, well, I'll stand corrected.
Said the man in the orthopedic shoes. You have to follow it. Okay, you've got something else in the news here. Hangover cure. They've actually done the research. Well, they've done the research as far as what is best to drink in order to alleviate your hangover.
I'd just always say sort of orange juice.
Orange juice. Yeah.
Scottish, say, but
I like a cup of tea. I mean, that's the first thing I do. Might have an extra sugar if it's there to combat the hangover.
Did they say something like Marmite tea or something?
No. I think that would probably have the opposite effect.
Yeah, no, but it's yeast.
Yeah, it is. Probably not a good thing.
Okay.
But no, the team of Chinese scientists found...
Oh, Chinese, oh, here we go. Everyone that says Chinese scientists is going to be fucking mental, like slug pellets.
I think you'll find they've probably got some of the best scientists in the world.
Yeah, but they're always mad. Like, it's going to be, is it slug pellets or worm feces?
It's not. It's possibly even more shocking than that. It's Sprite.
What, the lemonade drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I just bought a load of Dr. Peppers in, so I'm going to have to take them
back.
Well,
some 7-Up. I don't know. Do you think 7-Up's going to work?
Ooh, lemonade is nice. It is actually good. But I've just bought a load of Dr. Peppers in. So that's why I think
it might work. Maybe Coke doesn't work because of the caffeine. Maybe caffeine's a bad thing there, but apparently they tried 57 different drinks, like Heinz.
Yeah, but I bet the trouble is, though, like, it you know, sort of the religion, not the religion, sorry, the makeup of people, stuff like that, like Aboriginals. Sorry. Aboriginals.
Yeah.
Sounds like artwork. But they just get pissed because it's their makeup. They get pissed after like one pint.
Well,
because it's in their blood. So I don't understand how they've actually. Who have they tested? Have they tested like Brits? Have they tested Irish people? Scots?
It's not clear who their subject base is.
Drinkers of the world.
I don't think that information was. I'm just scanning the article. No. It mentions that herbal tea. No, that doesn't work.
I don't believe them.
No. So you're suggesting orange juice is the best way to go then?
Yeah. Orange juice. I don't believe in all that sort of crack like shitloads of eggs and stuff like Rocky used to do.
Oh, what, the raw eggs? Yeah, I don't know if that's...
I just think shitloads of vitamin, like blueberry juice.
Blueberry juice, that's a good one. I'm making a note of that for myself.
Grape juice, orange juice.
Grape juice, a bit close to wine. I wouldn't follow a night on the wine with grape juice.
Yeah, and then drink more wine. That'd be brilliant, just...
The hair of the dog idea, really, isn't it?
Gilly Goulden, that old mad mare.
I want to know what these 57 other drinks were, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I can 57. Think of about 10.
Even though I could. Lemonade and lime. See, the Chinese wouldn't even imagine that, would they? So it's all about, I know they've only done that sort of sauce, sort of doing this sort of questionnaire, whatever you'd call it.
You reckon they just asked a couple of people in the canteen one day?
Yeah.
We need to put a paper out. We've been skiving this week. Anyone, what drink would you prefer? And there happens to be a rep in from Sprite trying to do a new deal on the Coke machine.
That's exactly it. What would be your best drink after a night out on the fucking tiles?
Yeah.
Orange juice.
Okay, well they wouldn't, that's probably enough health advice, I'd imagine. Well, we were
just a bit harsh with that. Possibly, but I just don't trust them. I don't trust them. They've interviewed no one with that sort of bulk build.
Show me your workings.
Sort of an Englishman, an Irishman, or a Scotsman, or a Welshman.
I think
Chinese are all slight and sort of fuddy-duddy.
As far as I understand, all the Englishmen, Irishmen and Scotsmen are under some joke research at the moment, where they're working out exactly what combination should go into a bar for the...
Who's doing that research? Koreans?
possibly in South Korea, in North Korea, they're pretending that they are. But they're just sat inside an empty shed with research centre written on the outside.
Two Koreans in an empty shed. Yeah. What, in Walford? That'd be hilarious.
Well, yeah, coming to a TV near you. Well, we were going to have some weather next, but I'm cancelling the weather this week.
Oh, no, you got to go for the weather. I know it's all been a bit shit, but I still think we need an average.
Ah, well, I'll come back to that. I'll tell you why I'm not so happy with the weather today. And this does link back to, we've had stories recently about we've had the newsreader with the guys behind the glass, and then last week we had the penis behind the glass.
But I love you doing the weather though.
Oh, we'll get to the weather. Let me tell you about this weatherman that has disgusted me.
Oh, this might be mentioned actually. Go on.
He's they're just doing the run through before their sort of daily show. This is Hartford, USA. The guy is Scott Haney. So they're just preparing and the cameras are rolling. Scott Haney. H-A-N-E-Y. I'm saying Haney. Could be Hanny.
Oh, typical Yank name.
Yeah, exactly. But he's seen what he thought were grape nuts. Quick Google, I discovered that grape nuts is a cereal in America.
See, that's a hangover cue.
Grape nuts, yeah. So he sees that on the floor, picks it up and eats it. I don't know why. 5-second rule or whatever it is. As it turns out, it was actually, he'd left this morning in a rush, stepped in his cat's sick, and it walked into the carpet of the studio from his shoes. Seen a bit, thought it was cereal and ate it.
You're joking.
I'm not joking, and that's why I want to cancel the weather.
So you're cancelling the weather through someone that's eaten their cat sick?
Yeah.
No, we still need the weather.
Right.
We still need an average weather.
Okay. At least we can use a new weather jingle.
Cat sick. Ooh. Cat sick. You could make it little massive drum beats. Cat sick.
Cat sick. Here is the vomit weather. Weather this week will be a little bit rainy.
Ooh. This is what it's going to be like from now until March, isn't it? The weather every week is going to be a little bit rainy.
So have an umbrella handy, but it's up to you whether you take it out every day, because we can't.
Do you know what, Bont? I've just thought this is going to be brilliant because we can do this from Cheltenham. We can do a live Cheltenham skit, can't we, in March?
Well, we can...
I don't know how we're going to do it.
On the day and then upload it when we get home, so people will get the weather about 5 days later.
But would it be sort of, are we going to have sort of like mobile microphones that we can do it live on the course?
I think we can do something about that, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's only a few months anyway, isn't it? Oh no, it's not only October.
Yeah.
We've got another 5 months to go.
But... Yeah, no, we'll have a mobile broadcasting unit up and ready by then.
Yeah. We need Lezza to help us out with that.
let's get him involved early. Your thoughts with John McCrurick? Our lawyer talking to Piers at the moment. Yeah, he's getting a bit litigious at the moment. So we'll try and avoid any sticky bits. Right, we'll have a quick...
Oh, God, what John McCrook sticky bits? Really weird sort of like... Extra podcast, wouldn't it?
It's a fingerprint.
Oh, that sounds rank, but... Right,
we're gonna have a quick music break then, and then we're gonna have some sport after this, after a couple of tunes.
Have you got some good tunes brewing
today? Well, next up we've got the Venger Boys, and,
I can't have them in years.
They're brilliant, and yeah, this is their war poem inspired classic. Boom, 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 boom.
Baldry.
Yeah, I saw that. It had to be that today. I was researching a bit of Blackadder earlier.
That is brilliant. I really like that, Bond.
In the Air Tonight there by drumming gorilla Phil Collins.
Sorry, please. That just sounds like I've not known about this, which I haven't. The drumming gorilla.
Yeah, they did in that chocolate advert. They did have a gorilla take up the take up the drums.
Mooded in the air tonight. Woo-hoo. Yes.
Of course. Now, Cadbury's bar will be 7.5% more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. I think Phil's gonna have a fucking. He's gonna go ape shit.
Well, I think he must have shares in Cadbury's. That must have been part of the deal.
Well, so Phil doesn't actually accept the percentage increase, so he'd actually have his chocolate bars sent to him.
He might ask that they liquidate some of it. Well, should we have some sport?
He didn't like it when I said he's going to go ape shit.
That went completely over my head. That's his shit.
I thought, hang on a minute, I thought, oh, no, he's over, and I just misplaced that.
It's great work.
I keep getting this in my ear, and it's like, oh, you haven't updated your fucking, like,
what's it thing?
Security things.
Yeah, just fuck them off, it'll be fine.
I've been told today, like, I had a massive argument on the phone with Flo and Dean. About American shows, saying they were too long. It's like, I don't want sort of fucking episodes of like Breaking Bad, which I've heard about, which I've never even listened to, which is still like every single American show's like 18 billion episodes.
Breaking Bad was brilliant.
Yeah, Dean's told me, like, I told him, like, if you give me one thing to actually listen to American wise, and that's what you said. Actually, was
I would have to agree with that. We won't cover the big finale that happened last week. Don't really want to give away the spoilers.
There's too many episodes. It's like, but he did say there's like a few episodes in which it goes really boring. It's like, well. It's like filling.
Yeah, there were five series, but...
If you're going to do something, do it. Fill it up with crap.
Just do it. Rather than doing episodes or series, just do a good hour.
Yeah. Don't fill it with shit.
People will probably say that to us as well.
Yeah.
Sport?
No, I'm happy with this.
Good.
I feel good about doing this, don't you?
So do I.
Yeah, so bollocks.
And so does everyone that's to this joining us at justanoise.com.
The American sort thing does really wind me up, actually. It's like, the only thing I like is Elementary. It's probably because I'm a big Sherlock fan anyway. I like it. It's a weird combination, though, isn't it? I don't know if you've watched it. It's like Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu. So Johnny Lee Miller obviously plays Sherlock, and Lucy Liu plays Holmes, weird sort of.
Yes, yeah. Oh, quite like them. That might be quite good to watch.
It is really good. It's the only thing American that I've literally just been avid listening to. Brilliant. The new series is on, I think it starts like the 26th or something, the second series.
Oh, good.
And it was the first one I actually got. They'd done the trailer in the, what's it, the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and it got like about 20 million viewers, and it's even kept up to that since that trailer. Like, obviously, you think a trailer, obviously, everyone's going to listen to that and pipe onto it, but you would think it might die down after being advertised so much. But no, it's actually really, really good. And Johnny Lee Miller doesn't do like a fake any accent. He actually plays it British.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, no, I really like him. Yeah, he's good in quite a lot of things.
Well, I didn't know what else he was in, bar Trainspotting, to be honest.
Love on Under the Bay is good in. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, Christ, what one was that? Can you jog me memory?
Love on Urana Bay is, it's got Ray Winstone and
Ray Winstone.
That's how he pronounces is it.
Really?
Yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, he does a little trail on Talksport or something. And yeah, he says Ray Winstone.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he's in it, and Johnny Lee Miller and various loads of British people in there. Even Denise Van Outen's in it.
Oh, Christ. she can die of AIDS. No, I shouldn't be saying that sort of thing. Sorry. Yes. That's really bad.
Who's Waynetta? Kathy Burke.
I love her.
Brilliant.
She's
brilliant. She's very funny in that.
I just think, anyway, because she's like that in real life.
Yeah, I think she is.
The way she
talks,
I just love it.
Yeah, it's quality.
I love her. I think she's fantastic. So, Johnny Lee Miller. So, did you not know about Elementary then?
No, that's what it's called.
It was on, it was on Sky Atlantic, and the new series is on Sky Atlantic, but I know you don't have Sky, so I don't know. Well, you might be able to hear it from by the internet.
Oh, yeah, I'll find it on the internet. No worries. Should we do a bit of Whitechapel?
Oh! Yeah, I'll let you lead it, though.
Well, so it was the final episode of Series 4. Quite a bad ending.
With that woman again. But,
yeah, well, that
was
that old lady's not been caught yet, has she? So
no.
Yeah. Was it her all along, doing all of them?
Do you know what? I thought the worst bit about that, the whole, all like five series and stuff, I thought the worst bit was when he just burst in there with his top. I know.
Yeah. He was like shrieking.
Aiden said he looks like God. So I just thought that was the worst. I didn't really like that.
I thought that was very cheesy, yeah, because they had like the light coming out from behind him. And
Which wasn't into the chapel keeping, was it? Really?
Not really. It was a bit. Not slapstick, it was a bit, it made me laugh, basically.
Yeah, it made me laugh. They had, when I heard it.
Obviously, the knife over the kid on the altar and everything, it was really dramatic, and then they, like, he
which is brilliant,
jumped out and
up to that
they
point.
Flicked to it, yeah.
It was fantastic up until that point, because I really thought they were going to, like, as Whitechapel might do, the kid would have been killed. But I thought, oh, God, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't going to be let.
No.
Uh-oh.
Well, they've let everyone else's like, fucking innards hang, haven't they?
Yeah, this is true, yeah. But then, because he'd never made an arrest, had he, before, and so he was, he got them all.
And he still hasn't.
And then they had like the punchline kind of the whole series was this note from his, from the clairvoyant.
Just don't put him all in the van or whatever it was, isn't it?
Just minutes after he'd found out.
But I quite like that bit. It was just the bit.
I wasn't expecting to laugh so much at the sort of the final bits there.
No, No, I did think it was, yeah, it was the worst ever bit in the Whitechapel whole series, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
In the whole thing.
it made for a good conclusion, and there does seem to be room to do a little bit more now.
Oh, no, they will do.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's go back to sort of the very first sort of like five, basically, bar that bit. Wasn't it brilliant? So you had Jack the Ripper. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, on those original crimes, yeah, Jack the Ripper and then the Cray twins. Yeah, it was very good.
Were you pleased that you sort of watched it?
I was, yeah. I've zipped through all of the series, yeah. But yeah, it was really good. I very much enjoyed it.
You sceptical though when I was so bigging it up, or
I did. I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much as I did, but yeah, it was like, it's dark, but it's kind of based on proper like reality, and basing it on some of the historical crimes is quite interesting as well.
And how good was Pemberton?
Yeah, Pemberton. Edward Buchan. Yeah.
Buchan. Yeah. Do you remember the bit where he got really stitched up? Which I really felt for him about when they said, "Oh, the Nick, the computer or something." Sort of. I can't remember who it was now, but and they tried to sort of match him up and stitch him up with the woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they were quite mean to him about the.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't like that.
No.
Thought, what a bastard. I've always thought there was something up with that. I can't remember his name now. One of the other detectives that is a bit all against.
Was it the one that the sister? You think?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. He's going out with the twin sister of the.
Yeah.
Other. Yeah.
Who has a massive? He had a drinking problem, like in the first couple of seasons. Yeah. I always like, but you know, at the end of it, I think he's gay. Not him, but you know,
Chandler.
No. Not Chandler, but
the twin.
Yes.
The guy.
Yeah. I think he's queer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if that develops in series 5.
I really want them to have another series, but I did think that end bit, bar the old woman just being in the street, whatever it was, and just thinking that, I didn't like it when. With no shirt and stuff like that, and
it was a big decision.
That's the only
to do
thing
that.
I didn't like. Yeah, the rest of it was fantastic.
There was one thing. It kind of started in series 3 and continued. You know this thing about, because obviously all is OCD, but the changing of the shirts.
And yeah, you're well, that's so, OCD because he doesn't like anyone sort of touching him. So it's like.
They said, I mean, the quote was changing his shirt 3 times a day. Yeah?
Mm.
It got me thinking, so, well, let's just say that's 3 shirts in total per day.
I know, it cost him a fortune, but he's on a good whack because he's... Well,
I've done a bit of research into this. I'm thinking, so,
research.
Marks and Spencer's, right? Yep. I've had a look, smart white, long sleeve shirts, that sort of thing he's getting. They're 25 quid each, and I think probably he pays a bit more, even. It's a bit posh. Let's say that's a 3 pack, which is more like 60 quid, £5 off a shirt.
Yeah.
So he's paying 60 quid a day there.
Yeah.
Average working days over a year, about 220. Yep. If you take off weekends and holidays
you
and stuff.
You have to imagine he is like he's like the highest in that group, so he probably earns about like 150 120 grand a year.
No, in fact the current inspector's wage in the UK is between 47 and 51 thousand pounds a year.
If you've seen the first series, he's actually really good mates with
because his dad
the big exactly.
Well, if he's at the top end of that, say 50 grand a year, even 51, which was the max, is doing what, 13,200 a year on shirts, which is 26.5% of his salary. Yeah. So that's over a quarter of his annual salary.
But he doesn't go out, does he? He doesn't have a bird.
Oh, no, you're right. It's just rent and shirts.
He doesn't drink. So yeah, he just does it on shirt.
What do you think that he does with the shirts after? Because he's not even dry cleaning them and reusing them, is it?
No, he just chucks them.
Okay. I mean, it shows he would be able to afford that, but it's a kind of crazy way to proportion your money.
It is. It's massive, but I do like it when I hear those sort of open packets. I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that all the time. Like just going, oh, I'm fucked up here or something. Like new shirt.
It's like putting on a new pair of socks, isn't it? It's like
it is. But the trouble is with a new shirt, though. You know, in the packets, they always have those lines, like everything.
Yeah, you've got the creases and the pins.
Exactly. So how does he iron the creases out?
He doesn't. He whacks it straight on. I've seen it. Yeah.
So do the creases, are they there? Actually?
Yeah. Yeah. He's taken an unfolded them out of a packet. So, yeah, he's obviously not got a thing for creases.
Maybe
he likes the straight lines, the parallel shirt crease.
Just something new, and like I hate new shirts, don't you?
Yeah, because like, they need to go once around the watch, really, because they're a bit, yeah, they'll be all like scratchy in that when you first get them. You want to get them going, nice bit of wear.
Yeah,
good. So that's fashion.
You liked Whitechapel though, anyway.
Yeah, big fan. I would and will recommend that to anyone that asks.
Just bar that last bit in sort of the last episode.
Yeah, just stop it, 5-10 minutes before the end?
Yeah.
And that's it. You'll have enjoyed it as
much
as you...
Make sure you get through all that and Phil Davis sort of spots them or whatever. And
then that's it.
Yeah. You know, they done it. It was weird though that I know it was weird, but the trouble is though it's like Scooby Doo. But that is the only episode though which it was the first bloke that you really heard in that sort of culmination, which was actually the culprit.
Yeah.
It was like, oh no. So that was more Scooby Doo than Whitechapel, really.
Yeah, so watched a bit of Scooby-Doo at the end of the series and have your own alternative ending.
Yeah, make it up yourself.
I like this. It was the caretaker.
Yeah. Always, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, Bond. I know you've got to go soon.
Yeah, we'll have to move off telly in a minute, but let's try and very quickly squeeze in a round of the telly theme tune tournament.
Ooh, you know, it's my favourite.
It is. Well, let's not mess
what
around then.
What theme tune, though, to sort of milk us into that? Loads of drum beats or...
TV tunes, TV telly theme tune tournament. Telly.
Telly Savalas. Oh shit, yeah, Telly Savalas. What was he in again?
Telly
Savalas. Is it not Pryro? What the fucking hell was he in? Telly Savalas.
He should.
He was bald and black, wasn't he? Oh god, what's his name? Oh. Not Kojak. That's Kojak. It.
That's the fella. Well, no, it's not Kojak, actually.
Wasn't it?
No, the first theme tune. I'm moving you on. The first theme tune is Interceptor. Is that a gasp of appreciation?
Of course. I've just about settled myself down.
We'll play that in.
Yeah. Sorry?
We'll play that in, shall we?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Okay.
I'll now?
Put it in here, yeah. Let's, how does it go again?
Is there any chance you can put it on in the background?
We'll work on that next week.
Oh, damn. Yeah. But you done it last one. Oh, ball bags. Okay.
We'll maybe pull that up in a minute. We've got contesting that. We've got match of the day. It is classic.
Right.
The third is Blackadder the third. We're allowing this in. It was the closing theme. What do you reckon?
I don't know. You need to put the arguments up. Who do you want?
Well, I think. Well, the problem with Blackadder the Third, I think that the second Blackadder had a better closing theme.
Do you know what? I can't. You're gonna have to put that one in the background, actually, because I have no idea unless you can hum it or.
That's the one that actually goes Blackadder, Blackadder.
But you don't like the third, which is like sort of more.
Now, see that I prefer the second one. I do. Sometimes they'd vary the lyric in it as well.
Right, Bond.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to play it. No, no, I do have this on here. Somewhere over the rainbow. So, were you saying Blackadder the second?
Yeah, which isn't in the list.
Ooh. So, why have you mentioned that one then?
Well, because I think Blackadder the third gets ruled out because there's a better Blackadder.
Right.
So I think by default, it's got to be match of the day for me.
Oh, no, bollocks to match of the day. That's really boring, Bond.
Yeah, but it is a staple, though, isn't it?
It's a massive duel between the Blackadders, I think. Match of the day, it's so boring, isn't it? It's the most boring, whereas
yeah,
they've actually done some sort of doo-loo-loo or whatever it's.
How about Unprecedented? Although it's not actually one of the three in the round, Blackadder the second goes through.
Right.
It's in. More of that next week. Are you happy with that?
So I'm just listening to Blackadder the second now.
Have you got the one?
Nah. I'm still back in Blackadder the third.
Well, I think that's outrageous. Well, as it's listed, it will go through. But I'm warning you, Blackadder the second is going to be in a later round, so they will come up head to head.
No. No. We can't go for it just because I've said it. So should we hold that as? I'm certainly not putting through match of the day.
Okay, Blackadder the second it is.
No. Let's keep second and third. Should we have that as sort of a weird face-off at some other point in time?
Okay, they'll represent Blackadder as a whole at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It's good that we can make up the rules as we go. Let's move on to some sport now, because we haven't got long left here.
Oh, don't even mention the Republic of Ireland or anything like that.
Well, let's go to...
Fucking boring, isn't it?
What about the most important game of the week?
Kabaddi?
Well, no, it was the football game that was hosted at Buckingham Palace.
Oh yeah, that weird one.
Yeah. So Prince William is what the is either something the is something of the FA is like a
twat
royal correspondent or something, isn't he? But yeah, he basically decided they'd have a game at Buckingham Palace. He joked.
Do you sort of agree with that? Or?
I suppose it didn't really hurt. I mean, they had the sort of two oldest football teams around, the Civil Service and the Polytechnic FC.
But surely you would have had, like, I don't know, like, sort of disabled people doing that more than able people or able-bodied people.
Yeah, I suppose more they could do that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I suppose they
thought, did. Oh, no, we're not going to have the palace fucked up by these people going like spitting and like pissing everywhere or whatever. Yeah, I think they should have done that.
I suppose they had some sort of awareness raising events around the Paralympics, didn't they? But
yeah, which I thought, well, look, actually, I don't mind him. Do you? Prince.
He's not terrible.
Yeah, I don't mind any of them, to be honest. I meant the two, Harry and William. I don't mind them. It's just the rest of them I hate. I'm allowed to say, oh, fuck it. This is radio, isn't it? So,
well, he did warn them before the game, if anyone breaks a window, they'd have to answer to his grandmother.
Oi! Can you imagine Philip shouting out of it, going,
you
oi,
rascals!
Arsehole.
Get off my lawn.
Oi, shoo out of there, please.
Release the hounds.
But it'd just be corgied.
It would, yeah, not too scary, yeah. Just nipping at your ankles.
I love that release the hound. Yeah, I can imagine him just
bit
being
of Monty Burns.
Legs akimbo. Sort of thing going, release the hound. I don't like that sort of release the hound. It's sort of too Jerry Brettish.
Oh, quick, another one here. This is on Harry Redknapp. Don't want to stick on him too long because I think he's trying to sell his book. But there was a good story out of this about Lee Topless. Have you heard of Lee Topless, the jockey?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah,
he got really dumb, didn't he? Yeah,
this guy has sort of met Harry Redknapp and said he loved Tottenham, struggles to get a ticket, give him a few tips on the racing. Anyway, Redknapp gives him what, like trips to away games in board groups and all sorts. Like drops him off at a station after the game and all this sort of stuff. Pays him 150 quid train fare back to Newmarket.
Done everything, gave him tickets and like the top like a fucking Ascot.
Yeah. And then until I think it's Redknapp's agent was at the racing, met Lee Topless, said, Harry Redknapp's mate, he just wants to thank you and all this. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. It turns out just some chancer has been winding Redknapp up and taking those.
Well, so you don't realise this. I've done this to you for the last 4 years. I'm actually completely able bodied. And I actually play for Arsenal.
That's brilliant. You've just been hiding
in a
pair Mertesacker suit. So you're on stilts inside that thing.
Don't do the talking. Do you know what? At the end of the day, like a fool, foolish, and he's a fool, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, that was very funny.
Yeah, that was. But sort of in a weird way, but even though he was like Spurs, West Ham and all that, I still don't like that. That was still like, oh God, that's awful. But
yeah,
well, you should be a bit more like savvy, my friend.
I think so. He gives across the impression that he's street smart and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, amusing bit. Don't buy his book. He's a toss-up. Anyway.
And invest in any horses with him, please.
Even more important news then this week was Arsenal legend Lee Dixon, who was forced to deny that he adopted an owl.
Sorry, an O-U-L?
Yeah, O-W-L.
Oh, O-U-L. Sorry, owl.
As in quick word.
Spell.
An owl. Yeah, this is after a picture from a zoo or possibly owl sanctuary with a sign that says Hootie McOwlface was adopted by Lee. Hootie McOwlface, yeah. Which is the name of the owl, and it's labelled as being adopted by Lee Dixon.
It's a name for an owl. Surely you'd call it something like Nigel, wouldn't you? Or something quite shorter than that.
Apparently Lee Dixon paid for the owl and got to name it. That's what he came up with.
God.
But he did have to go to the lengths of denying that was his owl, so presumably it's someone else called Lee Dixon that's got that going on.
Do you know what? That is really odd. If someone's denying naming an owl,
we can only assume it was
weird. Like, surely you'd be quite proud of naming an owl.
Presumably it's mistaken identity and it was some other Lee Dixon that had done this, but he did tweet.
Regardless if it was Lee Dixon or wasn't Lee Dixon, it wouldn't matter.
Well, you don't want to take credit for owl adoption, do you? Not when it's
naming a new drug or something, like going, oh God, I've got to be really careful. It's an owl. Going, fuck it. If someone just misrepresented me saying, oh God, I've just named it now, I'd just still name it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, maybe he should allow the real Lee Dixon to take credit for that.
He could say Bleed Dixon.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone did it on his behalf, you never know.
I still don't like all that, though.
Just get on with the old owl thing.
Yeah. It's a weird animal to name anyway, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think a donkey or or a sheep.
Donkey or a sheep.
Yeah.
I mean, brilliant, actually. Lee Dixon sheep.
Well, instead of Hootie McOwlface, what would that be? Barbuck sheep face. right, one more sports story. We've had a couple of stories about half marathons recently, haven't we? We had the 14-year-old girl who ran one. We had the backwards juggler who may or may not have run one.
Yeah, lazy.
Yeah. This time though, we've got a dog who escaped from his owner's lead and ran a half marathon.
Oh, good on him!
They awarded him a medal and.
What for?
For running it.
I mean, dogs run.
Well, yeah, I know. I think he's done all right. I think we worked out that the last couple we've had did a time of around about 3 hours, just under 3 hours. The dog here has done it in. The dog, we should say, is called Boogie. He's a chocolate Labrador, yeah.
Oh, a lab?
Yeah. Yeah, so
well,
his price
would going up. Be even more sort of like.
I thought you'd like that, so I picked that story. You know? But he did.
You shouldn't have said that. No. It could have been harsh.
Well, he did a time of 2 hours and 15 minutes, so he's in the lead on our. In the lead. I didn't even mean that. In a half marathon table. So if anyone has got stories of better half marathons, or we'll take marathons.
What's a half marathon? Is it like 14 miles?
13 miles. If you've got a story about a full marathon, we'll
have it. Yeah, but this is the half, though. The London Marathon is like 20-something, point something.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be half, though.
It's no, 13. I think it's 13.2 or something.
Yeah, so we need, well... Yeah, sorry. So anyway, what you were going to say?
Well, we'll say if anyone has got any marathon stories, they can send them to us at justthenoisepodcast.com or at JANpodcast on Twitter or Just Noise Podcast Facebook.
Just to sort of interrupt finally, any sort of animal marathon.
Yeah.
As well.
Animal marathon would be even better, yeah. And we'll get the right, we'll get the times and we'll work out who's the best. So we'll just leave you on some music here then. We'll leave you now with Contradictory named ballad Private Number by 911. It's probably a public number, isn't it? Dear, oh dear.